Egypt continues to tighten restrictions along its borders with Gaza. The international community also remains silent despite the huge number of Gazans are stranded either in Egypt or in Gaza Strip. A newborn baby is the latest victim of Egypt's restrictions on Rafah border crossing. Mohammed al-Masharawi died on Saturday, just one day after he was born on the Egyptian side of the Rafah crossing. His mother was forced to give him birth in Egypt because she had not been allowed to cross into Gaza.
On Saturday, a newborn baby died after his mom gave birth to him in a cafeteria on the Egyptian side of the border. I'm to deliver soon as well, and I don't want to go through what she had gone through. I want to go back to my husband and children, but every time I try, I fail to cross the borders.
Gazan children stood in solidarity with al-Masharawi's family. They also called on the international community and humanitarian organizations to bring an end to the injustice they face.
We, the children of Gaza, call on the international community and our brothers in Egypt to open the crossing. Mohammed has died. What was he guilty of? Save the lives of the Palestinian patients by letting them get medical treatment. We are already suffering from an Israeli blockade. What are we guilty of?
Other Gazans have also suffered from the border restrictions. Well, Abu Sada, a Palestinian citizen and a father of five children, died of a serious illness last week after he was prevented from traveling through the Rafah crossing.
There are around 5,500 humanitarian cases with medical transmission and visa holders. We only allow the humanitarian cases upon the orders of the Egyptian authorities. We demand the opening of the Rafah crossing to allow those stranded in Gaza, especially the patients and students, to travel.
Patients in Gaza are suffering from the border closure with Egypt, as many of them need to get medical treatment outside Gaza. There are also patients who are affected by the shortage of medical supplies and the shortage of fuel to run electricity generators in hospitals in Gaza. Gazans say the Egyptian closure of the Rafah crossing continues to cause a humanitarian crisis for the Palestinians. They also blame the closure for the death of a newborn, while the international community remains silent. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.